It's Sunday morning. Time for the great outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio in Chicago as we roll into the last weekend of September. Hard to believe the geese flying overhead are headed south in earnest. Although it's been plenty warm here, they're beginning their traditional migrations and staging all over northern Illinois. So that means hunting season is either upon us for certain species or about to begin. Speaking of hunting season, this morning's show is one of which we're in the political hunting season, I guess I would say. And in full disclosure, we've asked Governor Quinn if he would come on the show, and so far he's been unable to work his schedule. Hopefully he will be able to. Bruce Rauner, the Republican nominee for governor of Illinois, was able to clear his calendar. Bruce, thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Charlie. It's great to be with you. Thanks.
So I guess I'm going to start off with everyone in Illinois, and this is not a political show, Bruce, but this will be a conversation this morning that you and I have about Illinois and the outdoors, and as I said, we'll offer Governor Quinn the same opportunity. Everyone in Illinois is seeing these ads, and neither one of you can be as bad as are being made out to be, but let me ask you, what's it like to run for governor?
You know, it's an interesting experience for me, Charlie. I've never run for office before. I'm an entrepreneur and a self-made business guy. And, you know, and I decided to throw my hat in the ring because I just love Illinois passionately. You know, I was born and raised here and raised our six children here and built businesses here. And I love it. And I can't stand to see the way the state's going with these out-of-control taxes and job losses and corruption and cronyism. It's just driving me nuts. My friends are all leaving the state. They're moving. They're moving to Wisconsin and Indiana. They're moving to Tennessee. They're moving to Texas. And a lot of my friends said, come on with us. Leave the state, Bruce, and bring your businesses with you. And I said, heck no. I'm going to fight to get a good future in Illinois. And that's the reason I decided to run. And you know what, Charlie, I got to say, I guess I must be twisted a little bit or something. I don't know. I've loved the process. I mean, the people of Illinois are phenomenal. I've loved getting out there and meeting with them. I'm on the road 7 days a week. We've driven 140,000 miles driving the beautiful state of Illinois. And I've known the state pretty well growing up here, but I've been to many communities and many counties that I've never been to before. I think we've been to 97 counties out of the 102 we have, and I've loved it. You know, it's such a great state, such great people, and we deserve such better government in Springfield. I'm excited to win this race and turn our state around.
Well, it's a good thing Illinois is flat, or driving that amount of mileage in that period of time, you'd have burned out several clutches, Bruce. But let me ask you, as you travel around, what kind of a reception do you get? Are people excited to meet a guy running for governor? This is something only two of you are doing at this point in time, and all the rest of us sit here and say, is this something that we would ever want to do? Is it really tough on you, Bruce, tough on your family?
Well, you know what? It's a lot of hard work. I mean, it's long days. You know, I'm out leaving home at 6:30 in the morning, 6 in the morning. I don't get back generally until about 9 at night, 9:30 at night, 7 days a week. So it's long days, but it's very energizing. I've always enjoyed public speaking. I just love getting out with groups of voters and talking about the issues. It's hard because, you know, when you're being criticized in the press or you're getting, you know, nasty things said about you that are not true, it stings. It doesn't bother me because, frankly, I don't pay any attention to it, and I don't really watch TV or read the newspaper, so it doesn't matter to me on these criticisms. But it bothers our kids. You know, they read that stuff, and it's hard on the family. But, you know, it's a noble mission. I mean, I'm willing to do it. Our family decided to do it because we love the state, and we know we deserve better, and we can do a lot better. So we're very energized. The whole family's on board, very pumped. My wife and I are working hard together, and out on the campaign trail, and it's been a lot of fun. You know, the people are fantastic, and I've loved getting out there with the voters. It's just a very energizing process. I get pumped every day. At night, when I come home, I'm tired, but every morning I'm pumped up and get out there and work hard. You know, I get standing ovations at a lot of the events I go to. I'm speaking at two or three African American churches often on Sundays now. And I get in standing ovation in about a third of the churches. You know, they love our message, even though many of them are not necessarily Republican voters, but they are frustrated with the lack of job opportunities, the high crime occurring in many communities, the deteriorating schools, and the corruption. I mean, just the rampant cronyism and corruption is just driving people nuts. And when I say I want term limits of 8 years and out, and I'm a self-made business guy, I can't be bought, bribed, or intimidated. I'm financially independent. I can stand up against these special interest groups in Springfield and just fight for homeowners and taxpayers and school children and small business owners. You know what? The people love the message. And whether I'm in Sangamon County or Effingham County or Rock Island County or Winnebago County, the crowds are big and they're pumped up. It's a lot of fun.
We're visiting with Bruce Rauner, who's the Republican nominee for the governor of Illinois. And Bruce, one of the things in reading your background, it says you're very passionate about the outdoors. So let's spend the rest of the show, Bruce, talking about the outdoors. Because after all, this is the Great Outdoors Show heard across America, but particularly in the heartland and throughout Illinois. Where did your passion for the outdoors come from?
Yeah, you know, my grandfather was my best buddy growing up. My grandparents spoke more Swedish than English. Their family came from Scandinavia. They were dairy farmers. My grandparents were dairy farmers. They had dairy cows and corn. They lived various places because they didn't have much money. They moved around a bit, but they mostly lived around Whitewater, Wisconsin, and also up in Northwest Wisconsin. They lived in a little double-wide trailer. Never had much money, but my grandfather loved the outdoors. He taught me to fish. I remember catching my first fish with him in a rowboat in a little lake in Wisconsin when I was about, I probably was 4 or 5 years old. But I remember distinctly putting the worm on the hook and him coaching me how to do it and where to put the, you know, where to throw it, cast it, and what, you know, bringing in that fish. It was just so, I was immediately committed to fishing right from that moment. But my grandfather loved to hunt. He hunted deer and bear too. I just love the outdoors. I love camping. I love hiking. I love canoeing. And I'm a passionate bird hunter. That's my favorite thing to do. I love to chase birds. I've got 3 bird dogs and I love to chase ducks and pheasants and virtually any kind of bird. It's just a lot of fun to be out in the field with a good friend and a good dog or two. It's just one of the most satisfying, enjoyable things in life.
Well, let's do this, Bruce. We're going to take a brief break. When we come back, I'd like to continue that dialogue a little bit and also ask you, if you have the chance to be governor of Illinois, what you would do differently in the conservation arena than may be currently being done or what some of your visions are. We're visiting with Bruce Rauner, the Republican candidate, the governor of Illinois. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN, and first a message from your Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
A great outdoor experience begins with great equipment, the kind of equipment that delivers everything you need and can take tough conditions in stride. Well, put the 2014 Chevy Silverado on the top of that list. The all-new Silverado underwent 13 million miles of vigorous testing to make sure you've got a truck that's stronger and smarter than ever before. Chevy Silverado Max Trailering Package gives Silverado 12,000 pounds of trailering capacity. That's best in class. You can't find a better pickup. And every 2014 Silverado comes with 2 years, 24,000 miles of free scheduled maintenance, roadside assistance, and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. It all adds up to the best pickup coverage in America. So if you're looking for the perfect hunting partner, see your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer and a 2014 Chevy Silverado. Power, performance, safety. It's as big as the great outdoors.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN. And if you're just joining us, we're visiting with the Republican candidate for governor of Illinois, Bruce Rauner. And if you've been with us for the first part of the show, I hope you've enjoyed it. And I guess, Bruce, I'll start off by saying after the first 8 or 9 minutes on the air, you don't sound like such a bad guy the way you're painted out to be in all kinds of television and radio commercials. So it's nice to have a chance to personally talk to you and have you interact with hundreds of thousands of people here this morning and who listen to WGN radio. So I'm glad to know that at least you don't sound like the guy that they make you out to be on television.
You know, politics is about a lot of spin, and boy, my opponent is running scared. We're going to win this race, and he's so eager to hold on to his power, he'll say anything, even though if it's false or very misleading. It's all part of politics. Doesn't bother me in the least. The truth is, I love Illinois. I'm a proud native here, born and raised, love to build businesses here, and I love the outdoors. I'm a passionate outdoorsman.
Well, as I said at the beginning of the show, for those of you who are just joining us, we've asked Governor Quinn to join us for the same opportunity, and hopefully we'll have that chance in the near future. So, Bruce, if you should become governor in the next month, 5 weeks from now in Illinois, what are some of the things you're passionate about the outdoors, you love to hunt, you grew up hunting, as you told us a few minutes ago, and grew up with grandparents that really cared about the outdoors. What are some of the things you might do differently if you were governor of Illinois to help Illinois' conservation and outdoor world?
Well, you know, Charlie, unfortunately, our Department of Natural Resources in Springfield has fallen victim to the same inept management, improper oversight, budget cutting, and cronyism and patronage that has come in throughout our state government. And it's a tragedy. There are still some decent people left there in the department. There are some good people. But a lot of the good folks have been pushed out, forced out, and just run out. And there have been a lot of folks brought in who don't have real knowledge about the outdoors. They're not really serious about hunting and fishing. They don't have deep expertise in biology and ecosystems and the environment. And, you know, unfortunately, there are some folks there who are there for the wrong reasons. They're there for, you know, campaign reasons or political reasons. And that's unfortunate. And it's a tragedy, isn't it? It's true in so many departments, in the Department of Transportation, in the Agriculture Department, in, you know, throughout the government. And it's a tragedy. It's not fair to the taxpayers, and it's not fair to the people of Illinois who deserve a government that's run the right way for their benefit. And our budget cuts to save a few dollars in the end cost us so much because it damages our economy. We could have a stronger economy if we were really serious about protecting and enhancing our outdoor resources and our natural resources. We could draw more tourists and more visitors to Illinois if we were really sensitive and really proactive in advancing fishing in the state, hunting in the state, camping in the state, hiking and outdoor activities. We could be more thoughtful about it, and in the long run, it could save money and, frankly, generate more money in our economy if we were really sensitive and thoughtful and professional in our management of our natural resources.
So would you try to – the legislature has been long blamed for using the Department of Natural Resources as a parking lot for distant cousins and people who couldn't get jobs or pet projects. How do you take on the legislature to bring professionals in? I mean, Illinois and current director and the past director know this well. They can't attract good people because those people get passed over for political hacks, for lack of a better word. How do you change that dynamic?
You know what? The governor can really drive change on that in a big way. The governor appoints the key positions throughout the government. The government, the governor appoints the head of the department. And brings in the management teams at the senior level throughout the government. That's the governor's, one of his primary duties. And unfortunately, Governor Quinn has proven that he is a master of patronage and cronyism and corruption. He's under federal investigation right now, unfortunately, criminal investigation for some of his shenanigans on using taxpayer dollars inappropriately in one department, in one program. But he's also been found guilty of, and it's clear, it's been in the media, that he's engaged in improper, illegal hiring of patronage workers in the Department of Transportation. That takes away jobs from honest, good people who are highly qualified. It takes away job opportunities from veterans who are supposed to be given preferential treatment in the government hiring. But it also, and very importantly, it costs effectiveness in the government. When people are brought in for patronage reasons and crony reasons, not because they're highly qualified, not because they have deep expertise in hunting and fishing and biology and chemistry and natural resource management, it hurts the results and it doesn't serve the taxpayers well. I will bring in people who are not related to our campaign and who want to serve the people of Illinois as public servants and who have expertise in the areas of the government that we want them to oversee. I want experts in natural resources. I want people who are personally committed to enhancing the quality of the outdoor experiences and opportunities in Illinois. And the governor can drive that process. I will lead it, and I'll make sure it gets done.
Well, Bruce, we got about a minute left, and I want to end on, I guess, a question. You mentioned earlier in the show that you love to hunt birds and you love dogs. So what kind of dogs do you love to hunt birds with?
That's a good question. Well, my favorite dog on the planet is a Labrador Retriever. I'm very partial. I've had labs my whole life. And I've got two labs right now that are terrific. They'll point if the birds don't run too fast or far. But they'll also flush them, and they're the best retrievers that I've ever had. They're phenomenal bird dogs, and they're great for pheasants. They're great for ducks. They're great for almost everything. I also have a German wire hair pointer. She's not quite as good on retrieving, although she's decent. But, boy, can she roam and find birds with that nose of hers. She's a lot of fun to hunt over.
Well, maybe if you're governor, we can restore some of the pheasant populations in Illinois. They are gone because of not only some of the things you were talking about, but a lack of vision for how we restore those kinds of things. And it would be great to see pointing dogs and labs roaming Illinois again, because there is a lot of money in hunting, a lot of money in fishing, and it seems as though the state continues to slide backwards in those two kinds of things. So, Bruce, maybe we'll see your dogs out on the Great Prairie of Illinois. But I thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us this morning and to talk to the outdoors men and women of Illinois who care, as you do, passionately about the future of the state. So thanks very much.
Charlie, it's been a pleasure to visit with you. I look forward to seeing your listeners out on the campaign trail. Get out and vote, everybody. But also, let's enjoy the outdoors. Let's restore the quality of the outdoor experience. I'm all in to help.
Well, it's nice to know that we can have a discussion here on WGN Radio and across Illinois as to the future of the Department of Natural Resources, hunting, fishing, and really the great resources we have in Illinois. And whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, it really doesn't matter, because hunting and fishing and the outdoor recreation in this state are nonpartisan activities. What does matter is that over the next 35 days or so, that we're able to have a candid discussion with both candidates about their view of the future for natural resources in Illinois, whether it's Governor Quinn, if he continues, or if it's Bruce Rauner, if he's elected. How are we going to have the kind of professional management the state deserves? It's Mark Miller who stays as director. How we're able to support him with professionals, how we end the political cronyism, and really taking the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation in Illinois to a much higher level, where those of us who live and work in this state absolutely deserve to have that kind of attention paid to something that is an economic generator and also a very important part of our quality of life. Thank you so much for listening. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.